Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore, starring Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. This week, Xin Zhao.
Wish I had a carrot.
Oh, hi, guys.
21 minutes to go. Come on, come on, come on. Now, where is Martin?
His hat blew off.
Blew off? How did it blow off? It's bigger than he is. Martin?
Yes, just coming.
Leave your blasted hat. 19 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I just got it.
Well, come on, then. Arthur, is the cabin ready?
Yeah, cargo loaded, food loaded, cabin checked, and I've nearly finished this snowman.
Why are you building a snowman?
It's snowy.
Here I am.
At last. Can't you get a chin strap for that thing?
Don't give him ideas.
All right, everyone in. Right, 18 minutes to dusk. Martin, come on, in.
Yes, but I'm just...
This is not the time or the place to admire the beauty of China in the snow.
To be fair, it is the place.
Douglas, A, shut up. B, go and talk to the tower.
But having carried out A, how can I...
No! Right, Martin, do the walk around.
I was about to do the walk around and you said in.
And now I'm saying out, out, out. Go! Right, Arthur, get ready for takeoff.
Okay. Ready.
Good.
So, given that I am ready and Skip will be a few minutes doing the walk round, can I very quickly finish my snowman?
No!
Xin Zhao Tower, this is Golf Echo Romeo Tango India. Request start for Fitton.
Roger, Golf Tango India, clear to start. Be advised, airfield closes at dusk.
Thank you, Tower. We know. The scheme we've come up with, and I think you'll admire its simplicity, is to take off before that.
Golf Tango India, please repeat.
Roger, clear to start. Good heavens, it's Frosty, the snow pilot.
Okay. I've done the walk around, but...
Well, all's going smoothly in here. Oh, except another bit's fallen off Gertie.
Oh, God, which one?
The APU startups failed.
Oh, no.
Luckily, its final act before it expired was to start up the APU. So, firstly, it died doing what it loved. And secondly, we're still good to go.
Good. Now, come and look at the snow.
I can see it from here, Martin. It's lovely. Sit down. Let's go.
No, I'm worried about it.
Oh, Martin, no, please.
You'll waste more time arguing about it than looking at it.
Right. Fine.
Yes, it's absolutely fine. Come on. No, I just think it looks a bit slushy.
It's not slushy at all. It's lovely, dry, fluffy snow. If it was slushy, I couldn't make a snowball out of it. And yet, look.
Yeah, but it's not a proper snowball. It hasn't got much structural integrity.
Seems all right to me.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
And yet you didn't duck.
Yes, but look, if you just scoop it lightly...
Oh, that's not fair.
What isn't?
Look out the window. If there wasn't time for me to finish my snowman, how come Martin and Douglas get to do that?
Oh, good grief.
See? It's still spattering before impact. That's why it's not safe.
Gentlemen, I hate to intrude on your piloty winter wonderland, but we have 11 minutes to get this thing in the air.
Carolyn, I think the snow on the wings might be too slushy for takeoff.
And I think it's absolutely fine.
And so you're settling it with the snowball fight?
No. Slushy snow won't hold its shape in any great volume, whereas dry snow...
Martin.
What?
Take a look at that. One of Arthur's finest snowmen. You can't make that out of slush.
Oh. Well, oh well. It must be fine then.
Yep. So everyone back on. We're flying tonight. Arthur?
Yeah?
Your snowman saved the day.
Brilliant.
Tower, this is Golf Tango, India, at the holding point runway 18, ready for takeoff.
Roger, stand by for clearance.
Yes, we actually did it.
We surprisingly did, and with 4 minutes in hand.
It's funny. Can you smell bacon?
No.
Really? I can definitely smell bacon.
Martin, is this your street way of saying you think there's a policeman on the plane?
No, seriously, you really can't smell it?
No.
Really? Oh, dear. Does it
Does it mean something when you smell bacon?
Ah, well, that's one for the philosophers.
Seriously, because if you think you smell burning toast, that means you might be having a stroke. What are you having if you can smell bacon?
Breakfast?
Oh. Oi, drivers! What's going on up there? Are we going or not?
Good evening, Carolines and Arthurs. This is your Douglas speaking. I'm delighted to tell you that 4 hours in a Chinese traffic jam have not been in vain, and we are awaiting clearance to leave the mysterious Orient and return to the obvious Fitton. I'm joined in the flight deck by Martin, who will be your Martin today.
Hello.
Your cabin service attendants will be you, and I have no doubt they will be doing everything they possibly can to make the pilot's flight as peaceful and pleasant as possible.
I won't. I shall be fast asleep throughout.
Which is actually a very good start. Please sit back, relax.
Hot Tango, India.
Roger, Tower.
Clearance for takeoff denied.
What? Why?
You have left item of cargo on your stand. Please return and pick it up.
Oh, no, we haven't. I did the walk around. I'm absolutely certain there was nothing left on the ground.
I can see it from here. About 1 meter high, half meter wide, white in color.
It's a snowman! It's just a snowman!
Please return and pick it up.
But we can't possibly do that before dusk.
Dawn is in 8 hours and 4 minutes. Good night.
I'm really sorry.
It's all right.
It's just a snowman.
Yes.
And you've got to remember, it did save the day. Before it ruined the day.
Right, well, this has been so much fun. Let's do it all again tomorrow morning. Douglas, go and sort us out a taxi back to the hotel. Martin, shut Gertie down. Arthur, sit still and don't build any snowmen.
Shut the plane down. Douglas?
Oh, God.
What now?
The APU starter motor's down, and if we shut it down, we can't start it back up again.
Oh, no. What's the APU?
Auxiliary power unit.
Oh, no. What's the auxiliary power?
It powers the plane when the engines aren't on.
Right.
Well, that's all right. We won't need any power before we turn the engines back on.
Really? And what will we do to start the engines? Rub two sticks together?
So we have to leave the APU running till dawn?
Yes.
And we can't leave the plane with it running?
Nope.
So we are all sleeping on Gertie tonight.
Brilliant!
Okay, so I've put three of the seats back as far as they'll go, and I've got all the blankets out of the emergency kit.
How cosy, and who's sleeping in the aisle?
Me, it'll look more fun.
Well, much as I adore a slumber party, I think I'll just sit in the flight deck and read, actually. I thought I was operating tonight. I've had three coffees.
Yes, thing is, though, Douglas, I'm afraid you sort of have to sleep.
Why?
Well, we both have to get at least 5 hours sleep, or we'll be out of hours to fly tomorrow.
Martin, I'll be fine. One night in 1979, I stayed awake for 5 days.
One night.
And what a night.
Well, nonetheless, legally...
Yes, all right.
Arthur, are you cooking bacon?
No.
Ah! You see, I told you.
What did you tell whom?
I told you I could smell bacon. Douglas said he couldn't.
Yes, yes, definitely fried bacon. What is it?
I don't know. Can you smell it, Arthur?
Not really, but smell isn't my best sense.
Dare one ask what is your best sense, Arthur?
Oh, touch, definitely. We had this game in science once where you had to work out what things were by feeling them in a bag, and I got nearly all of them, even grapes.
Got any bacon? I really fancy some now.
No, but I could go and do the dinners.
Oh, yes, I'm ravenous.
Me too. What are we having?
2 chicken, 2 lamb.
Oh, great. Quick as you can, then.
Righto.
Damn.
What?
Oh, nothing. I just realised I'm not going to be back in time for Tosca.
Oh, dear. That won't go down well with Herc the Burke.
Do you mind not calling him that?
I'm sorry. Hercules the Bercules?
Anyway, I wasn't going with him. He's in Zurich.
I didn't know Air Cal flew to Zurich.
They don't. He's house hunting.
Is he?
Yes, he might move there.
Might he?
Yes, if he wants to.
And might you go with him?
Of course not. Why ever would I?
Well, you have been going out for a year and a half.
16 months. And we haven't been going out. We've just been often in the same place.
How romantic.
So why might he move to Zurich?
Well, now look, this is secret, all right? Swiss Airways are launching internationally and they've taken over Air Caledonia. So Herc either has to move to Zurich or take early retirement.
Swiss Airways is going international?
Yes, although that wasn't really the focus of my story.
Oh, sorry, it's just... They'll be recruiting then, will they?
Ah, I see, yes. Yes, and you should apply.
Oh, should he?
Yes, of course he should. I keep telling him he should be looking for other jobs.
Do you indeed?
Yes. I'm fed up with not being able to pay him. He needs to spread his wings.
Even as we fold ours.
Do you not think I should apply then, Douglas?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You could. I mean, why not? You never know. But they're a prestigious airline.
Right.
I mean, by all means, throw your hat into the ring. I just wonder if there might be a less intimidating ring to aim for, first time.
Mum?
Yes?
Quick question. You know those small chickens you get where everyone has one each?
Yes.
What are they called?
Poussin.
Oh. Not baby chickens?
No.
Oh. Chaps, you know how we were talking about mistakes?
What have you done?
And how they happen to all of us and it's just one of those things.
What have you done?
It should have made it clearer. When I was ordering the catering, there was one called Baby Chicken, and I thought they'd be those little ones, and I love those because you feel like a giant. But it didn't mean that. It meant these.
So, the catering you have laid on, Arthur, for four people trapped in a plane overnight, is 2 jars of chicken-flavoured baby food.
No, that's not all. It's 2 lamb-flavoured ones as well.
What did you think baby lamb was?
Well, all lambs are baby lambs.
And what about breakfast?
I didn't order breakfast.
Why not?
I thought we'd be full from dinner.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm stuffed. Very nearly 4 teaspoons of vaguely chicken-flavoured puree. Oh, I couldn't eat another thing.
Are you sure you're not going to have yours, Douglas?
I've rarely been surer about anything.
I quite like mine. I might get it again. It's nice not having to bother with chewing.
All right, well, we have feasted. Now let us slumber. Shall I turn out the light?
Yeah. Yep.
No, this is ridiculous. I'm not in the least tired.
Nevertheless. Arthur, say something.
Oh, okay, what shall I say?
Well, anything, just so I know where you are and I don't tread on you getting back to my seat.
Oh, right. Here I am, don't tread on me. Here I am, don't tread on me. Here I am, don't tread on me. Here I am,
don't
tread on me.
Yes, all right, you're safe. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night. All right, here's a game.
No, seriously, Douglas. I will not let us fly if we don't get some sleep.
This will help us sleep, take our mind off the discomfort and the hunger and the delicious aroma of mysterious bacon.
All right, all right. All right, what game?
Question and answer, film double bill.
What do you mean?
Who framed Roger Rabbit? Gandhi.
Okay, hang on.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Fight Club.
You always get this... You always do this. You always save up loads before you announce what the game is.
I do no such thing.
Oh, brother, where art thou? Notting Hill.
Oh, hello. I thought you were asleep.
I am asleep.
Okay. How green was my valley?
Yes?
7.
7? Your valley was 7 green?
Yes. Out of 10. I think the scale is implicit.
Fair enough. Okay, who shot...
I don't think this is the sort of game that makes you sleepy.
All right, you suggest one then.
All right. How about Fizz Buzz?
Brilliant.
Oh, do you know Fizz Buzz?
No, but I love the name.
Well, you count round the circle, but for any number that's a multiple of 3, you say Fizz, and any number that's a multiple of 5, you say Buzz.
It's more mathsy than the name makes it sound.
So it's quite sort of... hypnotic. Let's just try one.
All right. 1.
2. 3.
Well, that was unexpected.
No, Arthur, any multiple of 3, you say fizz.
I know, but 3 isn't a multiple of 3. It's just 3.
It's 1 3. 1 time
Look, just trust me, okay?
Okay.
One.
Two.
Fizz.
Four.
Buzz.
Fizz.
Five.
No.
Listen.
No,
no, speaking as the woman who spent what felt like most of the 1980s trying to teach Arthur fractions, I suggest you give in gracefully.
Fine.
No, no, Skip, it's a good game. It's just a bit overcomplicated. I know. How about if it's instead of odd numbers, you say fizz, and instead of even numbers, you say buzz?
That would just be...
It does sound quite soporific, though. Fizz.
Buzz.
One, two, fizz.
Buzz.
Fizz. Buzz.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Fizz.
Buzz.
Fizz.
Wow! Gertie's playing!
What's happening?
Is that the APU warning?
I'll go and see.
Ow!
Sorry, Arthur.
I'll come too.
Here I am, don't tread on me. Here I am, don't tread on me. Here I am.
Yes, it's the APU.
Oh, what's up with it now? Isn't it enough we're babysitting the damn thing?
Well, it says, it's overheating.
Of course it is. Dear old Gertie, cover her in snow and she gets a hot flush.
Ooh. Cover her in snow. If the snow is blowing horizontally, which it is, it might be blocking up the inlet.
Okay, ready.
Good luck, Skip.
Thanks.
What's he going to do?
The captain is a man of immense mechanical aptitude, and it is accordingly his plan to fine-tune the running of the AP unit by finding a hole at the back of the plane and waggling a stick in it.
Will that work?
Oh, yes.
Done it.
Well done, Skip.
Ooh, give me a hand with my coat, Arthur. But it's gathering up in there pretty fast. I tried rigging up a sort of cover for it, but there's nothing to fix it to, so it just keeps blowing off.
Ooh, it's that bacon smell again. It must be you, Martin. It was fine until you took your coat off.
I do not smell of bacon.
Oh, you do a bit, Skip.
I still can't smell anything. Perhaps it's one of those shared delusions.
Hang on.
It is me. It's my shirt. My shirt smells of fried bacon.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's brilliant. You could market those.
I really don't think he could.
I'd buy one.
But how can my shirt smell of bacon?
Have you changed your detergent recently?
Not to bacon.
Have you rubbed any bacon on your shirt?
No! Near any bacon.
Douglas, you're very quiet.
Yes, well, I have nothing to say. It's baffling. I'm baffled.
It's you, isn't it? You made my shirt all bacony.
I assure you, I haven't touched your shirt. Scout's honour.
All right, enough of this. It's 1 o'clock. You've got 6 hours left to get 5 hours sleep, so get cracking.
Have you ever thought of recording a relaxation tape?
Ooh. Can we play more fizz buzz?
No, we cannot. Ready, lights out.
Here I am, don't tread on me. Here I am, don't tread on me. Here I am.
I have to say, Carolyn, it did seem to work last time.
But it's ironic. It's just fizz and buzz. Arthur, you're safe.
Okay. But we can make it more complicated. Like, I know, instead of the numbers thing, it's if someone says fizz, you have to say buzz.
That's you making it more complicated.
Let's just try it.
All right, fizz.
Buzz.
It's quite a short game, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, might need another rule. How about if someone says buzz, you have to say something?
Like what?
Have a banana.
No, something sensible.
Yes, heaven forfend the game should be contaminated by silliness.
I can't think of anything else.
Well, I'm not saying have a banana.
It's not have a banana, it's have a banana. I like the song.
What song?
The have a banana song. I don't really know it, except for one bit.
Let's all go down the Strand.
You're right, Douglas.
That's the song. That's where you say, have a banana.
But you didn't say buzz.
But you just... But you just made that up.
Well, I mean, the whole thing's made up, Douglas. It's not like it's the law.
Fine. Let's all go down the Strand, Buzz.
Have a banana.
OK, Can I just clarify the rules?
Oh, goody.
If someone says fizz...
Buzz.
You have to say buzz.
I have a banana.
And if someone says buzz...
I have a banana.
You say, I have a banana.
Right, yeah. So I'll start. Fizz.
Buzz.
Carolyn, care to do the honours?
No, I'm not saying it.
Go on, Mum, try it. It's really fun to say.
No.
Fine. Have a banana. Still not a long one.
What about if there was some sort of external cue, like, well, if someone says your name, you have to say fizz.
Oh, that's brilliant, Skip.
Fizz.
Buzz.
Have a banana. Skip, you're a genius.
Fizz.
Buzz.
Have a banana. How did you think of it, Skip?
Arthur, will you stop saying Skip?
Fizz.
Buzz.
Have a banana.
Stop it. Stop, 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 all of you.
Sorry, Mum. Sorry.
All right, enough. Two of us have to sleep, and all of us need to. So, no more games, no more chat. We're just going to lie here quietly until we drift off gently to sleep.
Abanana!
It's your turn, Douglas.
It can't be my turn again.
I've had a turn. Can I go?
I don't see why not. Follow our footprints in the snow, and it's the hole below the tail about the size of a jam jar. Clear the snow out and come back.
Uh-oh. Brilliant. Here I am, don't tread on me. Here I am, don't
it's
tread on...
It's you moving.
Oh, yeah.
OK, back soon.
Turn the light back off after you.
OK.
So is it just going to keep doing this every 20 minutes?
Well, as long as it keeps snowing, yes.
Well, can't you do something, Douglas?
Such as what?
I don't know. One of those things you do. Can't you make some sort of cover for it?
Well, we can't block it while it's in use. That's the whole point. And it's just a hole 5 foot up in the side of the plane. There's nothing to hang a cover on.
Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf, Spider-Man?
Good.
I am so hungry.
There's still my jar of baby food, if you want it.
Huh? Oh, you're sure you're not hungry?
No, I had something at the hotel.
Did you? Well, no one else did. We were all complaining there was no food.
Yes, well, I rustled something up.
Did you really? And could that possibly have anything to do with why my shirt smells of bacon?
How could it possibly have anything to do with that?
I don't know. But somehow...
What's eating Gilbert Grape? 12 monkeys.
Would you really let Herc go to Zurich, Carolyn?
It's not a question of letting him. He's a grown man.
Well, yes, but would he stay if you asked him to?
So I have been led to believe.
So it is a question of letting him.
Go to sleep.
Hmm? What about you, Martin? If Swiss Airways took you, you'd have to live in Zurich too.
Oh, I thought I wasn't going to apply. I thought they were too good for me.
Oh, I didn't say that.
No, you just thought it really loudly.
But would you move to Switzerland?
Someone would let me fly airliners. I'd live anywhere they wanted me to. How far is Zurich from Vaduz?
About 50 miles or so, I think. Why?
Oh, I see. Duxford went well, did it?
What's Duxford?
Duxford Air Museum is where Martin recently escorted a charming young woman from Liechtenstein. And when I say from, I mean the princess of.
For that snotty woman we flew.
She's nicer when you get to know her.
So, how did it go?
How did what go?
Duxford, how was it?
It was excellent, as always.
Learn anything new?
Well, no, it's really aimed at the layperson rather than the professional
pilot. I didn't mean about aviation.
Douglas?
Oh, keep your hair on. I'm not asking for the gory details. But did you get on?
Yes, we did. She was nice. It was a nice day. It was nice to be with her. She was very nice.
Ah, love. It brings out the poet in us all.
Not in love.
So, are you seeing her again?
Might be next week.
Ooh, the difficult second date.
Well, third, actually.
Oh, really? When was the second?
Well, you know when we had that day off in Delhi, she happened to be in Agra.
Really? What for?
The King of Sweden's birthday in the grounds of the Taj Mahal, so we went to that.
I see. You took her to Duxford Air Museum. She took you to a private party at the Taj Mahal. Where were you going next week?
Croydon Airport Visitor Centre.
You spoiled that
girl. It was her idea.
Well, you must certainly apply to SA then.
Really?
Absolutely. Major airline recruiting just down the road from your girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend.
Too good a chance to miss. Even if you don't get in, the interview will be good practice. And if you do, you might even get to fly with someone who doesn't pinch your travel iron out of your flight bag to fry himself a bacon butty.
I knew it was you.
Sorry, I didn't know you were going to use it.
You know, Arthur's been gone a very long time.
Yes, he has, rather.
Lord, he's probably still searching for the inlet. I'll go and get him.
Guys, there's someone outside by the tail.
Well, that'll be Arthur.
No, much taller. I think he's inspecting the plane.
Really?
See?
Oh, good Lord. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Arthur, is that you?
That isn't, but this is. Hello.
Well, what is that?
Before I tell you, I promise you I'll knock him down again before we leave.
Another snowman. Oh, good Lord, it's a compulsion.
No, it's only to keep me busy, because I thought I'd stay out here and keep the intake clear while you guys get some sleep.
Yeah, well, it was a very sweet thought, dear, but you can't possibly stay out here in the cold all night. Now, come on in.
Oh, of course.
What?
Arthur can't, but I know who can. Arthur, put your back against this with me. Now, one, two, three, shut.
I don't think it moves, Douglas. Oh, it does, though.
What on earth are you doing?
Getting us some sleep. You see, what Arthur has very cleverly accidentally done is build us a 6-foot snow pedestal.
No, it's a snowman.
It's both.
A pedestal? For what?
For the MJN patent APU intake snow guard. Martin, give me your hat.
What? No!
Oh, go on. Swiss Airways will give you a much nicer one.
I thought you said that was too intimidating a ring to throw my hat into.
Did I? Well, I was forgetting, of course, just how intimidating your hat is. There. Covers the hole perfectly. I knew it must be good for something.
Oh, wow. So, hang on. My first snowman saved but then ruined the day. But my second snowman and Martin's hat and Douglas's idea and Mum's...
Aeroplane?
Save the night.
Exactly, Arthur.
Fizz!
Buzz!
Oh, what the hell? Have a banana.
That was Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore. It stars Stephanie Cole as Caroline, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. It also starred Lobon Chan as ATC. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.